KMJ News Time 7:50. Good morning. I'm Tony Maness, joined by Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
Hey, one of my favorite dishes at Annex Kitchen. At least I'm guessing that it's one of my favorite dishes because you haven't revealed what it is yet. But an Annex Kitchen dish is going to be featured on a national program. What's the program and what's the dish?
The program is called Life Changers, which is saying a whole lot. And it's on the Cooking Channel coming up next month. And I believe the dish is the agnolotti pasta with Fresno State sweet corn.
Yeah.
Is that the one you're thinking of?
That's yummy. It is delicious.
Oh, great. Yeah. Annex Kitchen is quickly becoming one of the most buzzed about restaurants in Fresno. Recently, celebrity chef Tyler Florence was in Fresno for the Bruno Mars concert at Save Mart Center and stopped in for dinner there at Annex Kitchen. And he was kind of saying all kinds of great things about it on social media. Another celebrity chef, Simon Majumdar, is also a big fan. He's a popular cooking show judge on the Food Network. And for the last couple years, he's made local appearances in Fresno for the Food Expo. And each time, apparently, he stops in for the agnolotti pasta. And he gushed about it on social media, went as far as saying it's one of the best dishes he's ever had in his whole life.
And yeah.
This is a guy, yeah, he practically gets paid, he gets paid to travel the world and eat food. So you know that, he's not screwing around there. Chef Jimmy Pardini put out on social media recently hinting that one of the Annex Kitchen's dishes would be featured on national television. As I mentioned before, it's part of a show that's on the Cooking Channel called The Best Thing I Ever Ate. And actually, the particular title of the program is Life Changers. Jimmy Pardini was kind of coy on social media about which dish was going to be featured. But at the end of his post, he put a couple of corn emojis. So that's I'm not positive about which dish is going to be featured, but you could take a guess.
So, yeah, what makes that dish so delicious is the Fresno State corn that's in it.
Oh, of course, that's the secret.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that touch of home for sure. So if your listeners want to check it out, set your DVRs to record the Cooking Channel on January 8th, and that's going to be at 5 p.m. our time. So, we could have that experience right there on national television.
And you have another cool story for us this morning, Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Local businesses that are catering to families with autistic kids. What's up with that?
Right. One in 42 boys and one in 189 girls are on the autism spectrum. Of course, that's going to impact many families in the Fresno area. These children have impaired communications and social skills, but another thing that comes with that is they're often overly sensitive to light and sounds. So a handful of local businesses are hosting special times geared specifically to families dealing with autism. And this sounds like it's often the only way they could take their kids out in public without, the anxiety associated with how people react to what their kids do. So one of them is Maya Cinema at Campus Point. They have what's called Maya Care showings. So it's a special showing first Saturday of every month. They lower the volume of the movie. They keep the lights on. We spoke to a parent that it's nice because the kids are allowed to make noise, which obviously you can't do that in most movies. Sierra Vista does something like this. Chuck E. Cheese over at Bellagio Shopping Center does something similar to this. So a really nice thing to hear about businesses kind of catering to these families and giving them a chance to have a bit of a normal experience with their families.
Yeah, that's a happy story to start the week, Gabe. Thank you very much. Hey, have a Merry Christmas, buddy. We'll talk to you. Gosh, we may not talk for a couple of weeks, like in 2018, okay?
Oh, well, I'll be waiting for that. Thank you.
So will I, Gabe. That is Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. You want more info on these stories and more and all news that is business here in Fresno and the Valley? Pick up a copy of the Business Journal.